everybody.
Hi,
How are
happy
you? Happy
Monday.
Monday. Miss you guys last week.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we weren't here last week, were we?
No, and we were supposed to talk about how the Lions ended the streak.
Oh yeah,
Our year
that's
ended
true.
last Sunday night, Saturday.
That's okay, we're still proud of our team, very much so.
In case you didn't notice, there's a third member of the set now.
Yeah, she was scratching my foot for me to pick her up, and it kind of hurt, so I'm gonna pick her up for a little bit. Until she calms down.
So you might hear the groaning or the noises that come out of her. It's just normal pig noises, so.
Yeah, it's just like having a pot belly pig in the house. Same thing.
That's what's it.
Okay, so before we get started, Facebook is crap lately, so please share our feed with your friends.
Yes, please share it out to everybody you can. We want to get as many people as we can to see this. We're going to talk a lot about House to Mouse tonight. We're also going to talk about some Disney things that are going on. There's not really any news Disney-wise. Is there anything new?
No, it's really. It's really strange that Disney has not had a whole ton of news lately.
No, there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
Universal had news. That's why we have this here that we're going to talk to you guys about in a little
Yeah,
bit.
that's pretty cool,
That's full and
actually.
it's very heavy. Yeah, you could hurt yourself.
It could hurt somebody. We look so bright. Do we look super bright to you guys? I feel like we're glowing. No,
Should I try to turn on the light a little bit?
it just seems like we're just
I
bam.
think if we both wore light colored shirts, that's making it worse.
Probably
I
so.
guess I should look at the comments. I forgot about that.
Yeah, the comments.
That would help a little bit. Oh, they said hi, Ava.
Hi,
Sarah did.
Ava.
Caitlin did.
Ava's
Lisa
her
did.
little
Randy
celebrity.
did. Lots of people. Ava's got her own, like, we're just going to put on the camera on Ava for an hour each week and see how many people view.
That works. If I could pick up Jack, I would, but he is far too heavy.
And he really doesn't like to be lifted. He's getting to that age where it's like, leave me on the ground where I feel safe.
Yeah, he's our old man. He doesn't like to be picked up. But this
No,
one,
she don't care. Should I do our intro?
sure.
Hello, and welcome to TMSN Weekly Live show number 135 for February 5th, 2024. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle. This is
Hey,
Ava.
Ava. Funny how we both did that without even planning it. So we do have another guest announcement for House of Mouse, so we're gonna do that for you guys. This is another one that we just added, just what, the other day, days ago. Yeah, it was a recent announcement. So I'm gonna put up the little screenshot here. I think you guys will still be able to hear me, even that. So we're welcoming Greg Finley to the House of Mouse Expo. Greg is most known as Jack Pappas, Pappas. I'm not sure how to say that exactly. I apologize. In the Secret Life of the American Teenager, he's also starred in Starcrossed, iZombie, The Flash, and he was even on an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which, of course, for you Marvel fans, is another Marvel person. So we're excited to welcome Greg Finley to the Expo. Greg is actually local here in
Oh,
Florida.
yeah.
So he'll be coming to the show for us today. And I think we might have one more guest announcement possibly next week, or sometime during this week. We'll have that. But we also have a little something here from somebody else that we put out earlier on social media in case you didn't hear it. I'm going to play it now from one of our guests, Alex. So here we go.
Osceola Heritage Park Event Center, House of Mouse, March 2nd and 3rd, 2024. I'm coming for you. The bro's coming for you. Ivan from Hawkeye is coming for you. Tracksuit Mafia. I'm so excited to see you guys. This is going to be such a great time. I've heard nothing but great things about this con, and I'm just excited to see you. So I'll see you all there. Be there. Come up to me. Let's hang out. Let's do it.
So that was Alex Papa. He's excited to come to the expo. He's the first one to send us in a video, which we're really excited about. If you're wondering about some of the things, so Alex was in the Hawkeye series that's on Disney Plus. He played Ivan, which was one of the Tracksuit Mafia gang in the episode, and they were from Rent-A-Bro Movers. That was kind of like their what they hid their mafia ties to, was a Rent-A-Bro moving
Yeah,
company.
I haven't seen Hawkeye.
So we're really excited about that. Should we show them the other video that we got
So we
today?
got a new video that's just a couple hours ago from one of our favorites, and we're going to be showing you these. This one hasn't even hit social media yet, so
No, you guys are the first ones to
you're the
see
first
this.
to
So
see it.
are you guys ready? Here it comes. Oh, why didn't it take off?
Hello, my friends. It's Lee Ehrenberg. Hello, puppet. What's up, yo? Hey, listen, I am happy to announce that I'll be heading down to Florida March 2nd and 3rd. I'll be in Kissimmee at the House of Mouse Expo. Oh man, it's a fun event, yo. We can talk about pirates. We can talk about Once Upon a Time. We can talk about Seinfeld. We can talk about life. Come join me. Come meet my friends. We got other pirates there. We got some Marvel dudes will be down there. Some Disney legends. It's going to be fun for the whole family. It's run by the greatest people. I love being part of the House of Mouse team. Won't you join us? Hope to see you there. I'm a pirate for life, yo. Peace.
So as you tell, that's our buddy Lee Ehrenberg. Lee was there last year, and we're excited that he's coming back this year. And I know a lot of people are. We've received a lot of comments about Lee coming back. Lee's just an all-around great guy.
Yeah.
He really is. We met him a few years back now, before we even did the first House of Mouse Expo.
This is true.
And I connected with him not only because of Pirates, but I'm a huge Seinfeld fan, as most people know. And he was Mike the Bookie on Seinfeld. So when I did meet him and went to his table, and the autograph I chose was him and Jerry from Seinfeld, more
he
than
did.
A title of photos.
He did,
so,
yes.
Very exciting. So I'm excited to bring him back. I think it's going to be a great time. And Lee, wherever Lee is, it's part.
Yes, and Lee, I have to say, you know, he's you know, an actor, and he's been in some wonderful things, and the fact that he believes in our expo and wants to help us out is very humbling. We're just really grateful for him.
And we owe him a check for mentioning that it's run by some really great people. Me, the check's in the mail. I get that up to you this week. It's not a lot, but it's what I can afford. So.
Thank you for saying nice things about us.
Thank you, Lee. We appreciate it all. He's really a great guy. If you didn't get a chance to come out last year and meet him, come out this year. In addition to Lee, we're also going to have a couple other pirates with Kevin McNally, who's Mr. Gibbs, and Martin Klebba, who is Marty, in the Pirates franchise. So you can come see all three of the pirates. There's going to be a photo op of all three of them. It'll just be a great time to come and hang out with some pirates.
And a bunch of other people.
And a bunch of other people. Do you want to go through?
And us. If that's a draw at all.
You don't have to pay for our autographs, our photo ops, anything.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a jar or not.
But it'll be a great time. So as Michelle said, though, we have a lot of other people. So in addition to the Pirates, we have, there's so many of them. Nina Kitchen, Judah Brenner, Taylor Page Henderson, all from
Hocus
Pocus 2.
The Young
Sanderson Sisters. Ross Marquand from the Marvel Universe, as well as from the Walking Dead Universe. We have, oh my gosh, I can't, everybody's
escaping
me
like
right now.
The voices of Mickey, Minnie,
yes.
Goofy, Max Goof,
yes.
Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Pluto, I mean, all your favorites, as far as Disney legends voices. We got Darkwing Duck. I mean, we have like, if you are a Disney fan, this is the place to be.
And don't forget, we also have a princess officially coming beside you. There's another princess.
I was gonna say,
Irene Bedard will be there. So Pocahontas, Leilani Shu.
Yeah.
She will be there also. She was in the Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, and Obi-Wan Kenobi's series. And she is the first known named Jawa in the Star Wars universe.
Jawa with a name.
So she will actually have her own Funko Pops there to sell and get signed at the show. So make sure you stop by and say hi to her. Like we said earlier, Alex is coming. Jason Marsden is going to be kind of our host for the weekend. He's going to be everywhere. So Jason won't be at the table. He'll be wandering the floor. So if you see Jason, go by him, kind of get a picture. He'll sign some stuff for you guys. Just talk to him. Jason's just going to be out hanging out, having a lot of fun with all of us there.
Hype man.
He's our Flavor Flav.
He is. For you youngins that don't know who that is, just, I guess, look him up.
Google it. But like Michelle said, we got Brett Iwin. We got Caitlin Robrock. We got Phil Farmer. Jim Cummings, who has done more voices, I think, than anybody else in the history of.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool. So
we got so many people.
It's going to be lots of fun. It's coming up so fast. I'm going to go off script. We're doing our expo, and we actually covered MegaCon here in Orlando over the weekend. So there's like a huge, huge, huge difference between MegaCon and the House of Mouse Expo. So MegaCon is a machine. I mean, it is not a, what would you want to call it? We're more like a little small community base where, you know, you can spend more time, make friends, yada, yada, Seinfeld, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
But MegaCon is like this multi-million dollar thing where they have like huge, big celebrities, like A-listers, people that, and a bunch of them.
Yeah, this year they killed it this year with their guest list. I mean, Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen were two of the biggest ones. Tom Hiddleston, if you watch Michelle's social media, you may saw pictures outside of Tom's booth where he was taking photos and such. But they just, and I mean, and that they had a Back to the Future reunion with Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson. They just had so many people. It's just
So
unbelievable who was
many.
there. Ming-Na Wen, who has been in Marvel, Star Wars, and Disney Princess.
Yes.
It's amazing how many people they brought into one thing. But there was so many people there, so many celebrities, so many vendors. It was overwhelming, honestly, to us. I walked around there and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine trying to run that floor in that show.
No, so you know, the fact that we look at it from all sides now, we've been promoters, we've been vendors, we've been panel hosts, we've done all of it. And walking around there, and I kept, so our friends Holly and Greg were with us, and I kept saying to Holly, I can't imagine putting on something like this.
I know, if I would invite all six original Avengers. If I had unlimited funds and I could do something like that, I would have all of it.
It's crazy, right? But you know, like it what's really, really cool is a lot of our vendors. I got a message from a vendor today saying that she told people about House of Mouse this weekend and that ours is like her favorite show, which is, you know, interesting. And I've heard that from multiple people because I guess it's more of a community setting. But MegaCon, holy cannoli, the costumes, the booths, the oh my gosh, it was just huge.
It was, and we were walking up and down the aisles. I mean, aisles crisscross. I mean, they go up and down, but then they also go side to side, and it's so overwhelming. So much going on in there. I think it was over 1,000 booths this year. I'm not sure the exact number of booths, but they had over 1,000 vendor booths or different things like that. They had easily over 50 celebrities, I
Yeah,
would
and you
say.
know what? It's very expensive. So
It
I
is.
know that those of you that go to conventions, and there's a lot of people that go to them all over the place, you budget for who you want to see. But my issue with MegaCon was that there were so many that we would have wanted to see. Okay, so like for example, like just getting a 2 second photo with Tom Hiddleston was $225. If you wanted his autograph, it was like what, 250?
250 or two, something like that, 225, 250. I can't remember. There was just so many prices being thrown
So it's
out
like
there. And people.
$500 if you want a picture and an autograph, which I really wanted both, but I can't spend $500 for
Not right
that.
now. Not a
Not
month
right
before our ex.
now.
There's no way on earth.
Timing was bad.
Even if
And
we saved up.
he's like my favorite. So there was a girl that walked out of the line and she spent the big bucks to get the picture. And I'm like, can I see your picture? And she let me take a picture for picture so I could at least see what he looked like in the show. That's pretty
The
sad.
one I wanted was, I'm a huge Back to the Future fan also, so the fact that they had Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox there, I really wanted to do that, but it was just way too expensive that I couldn't afford. They also had a smaller Princess Bride reunion. They had four members of Princess Bride. They had Paul Bettany, the Vision from the Marvel
Yes. I
Universe.
mean, big names. So if you were gonna go, let's say if I were to get my favorites and he were to get his favorites, whether it be an autograph or a photo, it would have been thousands. And that's above
So I just need to say Lisa, our friend Lisa,
our friend Lisa.
was at there and she wore the Stan Lee jersey she got from Pop Culture Jerseys Lost Princess Apparel, and Tom loved it.
Oh, yay! Thank
Yes,
you.
so that's awesome. I can't wait to see that, Lisa. Thank you so much. That's great that you took that picture with him with that on. That's just awesome.
Oh my God, yes, send it to me, please.
So maybe that could have been a jersey you touched that was in Tom's presence.
Oh my gosh, if you like touched him, I want to touch that side of your jersey.
Just don't watch
Don't wash it.
it. Like Brian said, though, House of Mouse Expo is such an amazing family convention. And he just said, are kind of something refreshing to the cosplay regular patron congoers, because we give back to us so much. We make the Disney nerds happy and create memories for
And
us.
that's all we want to
And
do.
that's all we wanted to do. When we created House of Mouse, we knew we were never going to make money off of it. We knew that we made lost a lot of money. But we knew we were never going to cash in on it in that way. We knew that we wanted to create something that the fans who liked old school Disney, the way Disney was years
Yeah,
ago.
movies and cartoons and stuff like that, not necessarily parks. So that's what the whole thing is about. But anyway, So I missed out on Tom Hiddleston. I have to believe in my heart to get me by that he will be back somewhere at some point.
House of Mouse Expo,
Oh my God.
2052.
We could never. Can you
2052.
imagine how much it would be to book him? A
We're
lot.
gonna do a GoFundMe.
It isn't gonna work.
We could have probably got the GoFundMe to get you the money to get the picture and the autograph for it and
Maybe.
see you next year. Good plan ahead. And next year MegaCon is in February also, which means House of Mouse will not be
Well,
as
not me, because
not
it's
near
made
that
it harder
again.
for us.
It
This
really has.
big money machine we're going up against in our little.
And the crazy thing is, so the company that runs MegaCon, FanHQ, they're huge. I mean, they're just a huge comic convention company. Their largest show is actually in Toronto, not even in the U.S. But they
Wow.
do shows all over the U.S. They do the show, the big show in Toronto, which I've heard gets close to 200,000 attendees. This weekend, I heard it was probably going to be around 140. I don't 140,000 people through the door. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And I look at that, and I'm like, maybe one day, but I don't know. I
We
don't know.
gotta
But
start somewhere.
my only problem is if we got that big, I wouldn't want to lose the feel of our show. I wouldn't want to lose. I was talking to one of the agents who was there, who's bringing some of our guests, and he was telling me how one of his celebrities he had there, which was a video game voice actor, had pre-sold 1,200 autographs. And he's like, by the time he gets here and gets in line, he's gonna have about 12 to 15 seconds with each guest, basically
Yeah,
sign and go, sign
just
and go,
like
sign and
sign up,
go.
sign go.
And that's what Doug Jones had told us he loved more about our shows, because Doug was able to take his time, talk to the fan, give them an experience that they've never had before, take the pictures, slow down a little bit, and just let them enjoy the moment. He couldn't spend a half an hour with them, but he could spend a couple minutes rather than 12, 15 seconds with
Yeah,
them.
and some of them they had to like hurry Doug along because he's having a whole conversation for 10 minutes and he's got a line wrapped
He
around
did. He did. But people were complaining because everybody got that same experience. Everybody got to spend a few moments talking to him, and people just loved it. Same with Jason. That's what Jason told us he loves about our show, is that he's gotten to spend
And
time with him.
Lee.
Lee said the same thing. Lee said he had so many great conversations that weekend. It was hard to get him to leave the floor. Actually, he only left once we closed for the day because he was enjoying it.
So anyway. Yeah, MegaCon, it was a lot.
Oh.
whole lot and very expensive. But yeah, it's always interesting to go and see like it's a whole culture. It's just I was talking to Holly and she said that her personally, is not used to the culture of conventions as far as how deep people get into it, as far as how much money they spend, how much time they put on in costumes. And a lot of Disney people, like straight just Disney lovers, are not super familiar with conventions. And this is kind of like our way to like ease them in. But yeah, we had fun. It was a lot, it was big. But they had a great weekend.
We had a lot of people, which was so awesome, come up to House of Mouse. We can't wait. We're excited about House of Mouse. So people were spotting us. We didn't have House of Mouse shirts on. We didn't
Right.
wear anything like that. But people, they saw who we were, and I just want to tell you guys, I love House of Mouse. Can't wait to go next month. I mean, that made us feel really good that we're at such a big event.
Right. It was
Thousands
so
and thousands of
funny
people.
though. Okay, so I've been like your face of the Main Street Mouse for almost 14 years this year. Yes, I'm getting old. And people spotted us for House of Mouse, not the Main Street Mouse. So go figure. But anyway, we appreciate everybody who follows all our stuff. So somebody had asked about this little beauty right here.
Yeah, like a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, I got an email from Universal asking me for our address, because they said they were just updating records. We'd have it. Well, then all of a sudden, I get a delivery from FedEx, and it was actually, I can show them the box here if you want to get that
Yeah,
first.
wait till you guys see this.
So it came like this in this box,
You see that? It's like a
a
big
big
chest.
universe. And then you gotta open the box.
It was a whole production.
It was a whole, we had to figure out how to open it, but you open it up, and then there was foam in here to hold
And
that
then
in
there was
place.
this, in fact, now mind you, this thing is heavy. Like if somebody was breaking into your house, this would be the weapon of choice.
Definitely.
It's heavy.
And it had this place card in front of it, which I'm trying to show you guys. So I had this sitting in front of it. It was just a place card. It says, with suns and moon, the stars and time, the chronos spins and worlds align. For if you seek the curious heart, your compass true and stars to chart, beyond the gate find gardens green and epic worlds to fill your dreams. And then on the back, it goes into more detail. And this is actually something that there's going to be parts added to it. You'll notice there's a lot of empty spots up here. There's a medallion down here, but then there's four more spots for medallions. So part of this, we're going to be getting a new medallion up to the opening of Epic Universe. And there's a way to open this up, put the medallion in there, and then fill it over time. And I don't know if it comes to life. I don't know if it's lighting. I don't know what it does, to be honest with you.
It's cool. That's all we know.
It's just really cool. We were very excited to get it. We're hoping... this is a good indicator that we'll be invited as media to Epic Universe.
God, I hope so. I mean, this is a really good sign, though. If they let us cover Horror Nights this past year and everything, and so we're building a relationship with Universal Orlando, and we're really happy with that.
And this is the icon of the park, isn't it?
I believe it's going to be. I think it's going to be like. Oh,
you walk. It's very heavy. You'd be shocked how heavy it is. Because when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, that box weighed like 14 pounds. I was like, oh my gosh, what's in there?
Well, he got the notice from, what was it, FedEx, and he's like, what in the world is like 14 pounds coming from Universal?
I had no idea. And it was just so cool to get that. We were very excited. So as we're opening it up, we were giddy almost, you could say.
A little bit.
It was really cool. So that is it. What is the material? It's like solid metal, I guess is the way to say it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's metal. It's metal. It's not plastic. It's something.
And I wondered if this is something maybe they'll be selling in the park. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be something they'll sell out there or whatever, but it's really cool. And if you're a Universal fan, it's definitely probably something you're
gonna. Well, and plus too, it's a great marketing strategy because they're sending these this to media and the press so that we talk about it. And it worked and get people excited for the new park. So before we talk anything Disney, I thought that we could. So last week at the same time that we were getting these in the mail, Universal put out the lands for Epic Universe.
It was the same day, actually. They announced that in the morning, then the deliveries were all made that same morning.
Yeah. So I thought I would just tell you what the lands are. They are going to be Super Nintendo World, Celestial Park, Dark Universe, which sounds cool, Harry Potter's Ministry of Magic. There's going to be a How to Train Your Dragon area, and then Helios Grand Hotel. So this, if you have been to our area lately, I'm overwhelmed. The property for this park is huge. Now people were like wondering, you know, being that it's not right on Universal's property, it's up the road, like that, is that going to be an issue? I mean, it's not super close, but it's not super far.
It's not super far either. No. And I'm wondering if they're going to have transportation running, because most of their hotels are down there, but there is those hotels that are,
there's that one that's on the corner of I Drive.
Yeah,
I can't think of what it's called. But so I'm guessing, I've had people ask me what they're, you know, as far as like transportation and if it's going to be inconvenient, if you're staying at, you know, the main Universal area to go over to, I have no idea. I'm assuming that they've already thought of all of that and they're going to have ways to go back and forth.
And I'm thinking if it's a concern for us as fans, Universal is also addressing it, and they're going to have a plan. They're going to have something to do because they know. They don't want that to hinder their people going to their new park.
No, and I don't think it's going to be a hindrance. This is like, you can see the coasters already going up. You can kind of already get a feel of what it's going to be like. And the artist rendering is exciting to see. But then when you drive past there, or you see the actual tracks and the buildings and stuff, it's exciting.
I was with Ronnie the other day, our buddy Ronnie Mel. I was with Ronnie. And he plays hockey with a couple of the people who work at Universal who are working on Epic. And he showed me the stat that they gave him as far as the acreage for Epic. Now, the acreage at Animal Kingdom is over 500 acres for Animal Kingdom. Epic is 750 acres. So it's 50% larger than Animal Kingdom, just to give you an idea how big that park is. And then Ronnie, which I don't know if this is exactly what's going to happen, but he said they're going to be using the parking at the old place and have shuttle service running to the new park from the current Universe. I don't know if that's true, until they can get their garage built.
Universal's parking garage, the one where
it's shuttle people back and forth, because they're going to be building a garage. He said something about on the old Lockheed Martin site where they're going to be building the garage eventually. But again, he plays hockey with these guys, so I'm not sure how it all is going to work. But I know they're going to probably have shuttle service from all their hotels.
The hockey players say this.
The Grand Hotel that Michelle talked, that's going to be the hotel that I think it's going to – that hotel's going to lead you into the lobby, into the park.
Yes, it's going to be attached. Like, not really attached, but right next to, so that if you're staying at their Grand Hotel, you're going to be able to go – easy access to the park. Kind of like how they have it in the Grand Californian out at Disneyland, yes. Where it's, you know, you walk out of the hotel and you can get right into Disneyland Park.
Yeah, you have your own turnstiles right there.
Yeah, actually, no, it's California Adventure.
Yes, California
Adventure. It's California Adventure.
It is California Adventure where you walk right into. So that's it. I'm excited because I'm guessing the Dark Universe is going to be the Universal Monsters area.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm most excited about. So that's my favorite horror stuff. Genre is the Universal Monsters, my favorite HHN house. It's my favorite everything with Universal. So I'm excited to see that. I can't wait for that to open. So I'm excited to see what they have to offer. For all those who are like, oh, that's the dark side, this is competition, and this keeps Disney on their toes also. And so it's going to be a good
thing. That's what I want to ask you guys. So when all this stuff came out, everybody was like, you know, your turn, Disney, your move, Disney, because this is such a huge, huge project, building not just a new theme park, but a massive theme park. And, you know, you can't, a lot of people can't help but compare because, you know, Disney, it's taken them forever to build Tron, or took them forever for, you know, Guardians. Yeah, and they're building a whole flipping park. So I do think, some people say, no, people won't leave Disney. I do think it's going to give some extra competition to Disney.
And I think with the state of things at Disney, a lot of people are kind of like, well, you're not the only game in town. Let me go see what they have down the street here. And Universal does pack crowds in. Universal, Orlando Resort, and Islands of Adventure, they're busy most of the time.
Yeah, for sure.
And also City Walk is very busy. You go there on the weekends, it's very hard. So Universal does get attention, and Epic, I think, will bring in the – now, are they going to – Disney Parks going to look empty after Epic? No.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. But if enough percentage goes over there, I think it's going to keep Disney on their toes and go, okay, what are we going to do next to step it up? Because we have to compete with a whole park now.
And you know what? So there's part of me that's kind of curious to see what happens. Because there's certain things that at Disney that I feel need us sprucing up. You know, like some things that could use a little work or maybe adding to certain things, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
So it would be very, very interesting to see, like, you know, basically, you know, your move, Disney, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's like a chess move.
So, it is. Yeah, it is.
It is. And I'll be interested to see what they do. We did talk to one of our friends a couple months ago who's an Imagineer, and he said they're working on some very secretive stuff behind the scenes. Not a new park, but he said some stuff that's kind of at least going to put some attention on what they're doing. But he couldn't tell us anything. He said they're really keeping this under tight wraps because they don't want it to slip out. But he said it's gonna get them some media attention when Epic does open. They're going to have something that's going to kind of grab some of the attention. But the whole thing, too, and Ronnie even said this before, all these Imagineers from Disney, all the people from Universal, these guys all talk to each other. They work together. They go to each other's parks. They see what each other are doing. They work together in that aspect. And they're all in the entertainment industry. They're all about bringing people to Florida. Universal, SeaWorld, Legoland are here because Disney is here. If Disney wasn't here, nobody would be here.
True.
Gatorland would still be the only park because it's the oldest park. It's the oldest attraction in Florida.
Yeah, I think that a little healthy competition is good when it comes to the theme parks because as locals, now I'm not speaking about vacationers, I'm speaking as a local. No, don't get mad at me.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Oh, but sometimes you're looking for something else to do than to go to Disney because it's very repetitive.
It is.
Now, if I'm going, see if there's different for us. Like if I'm going for work, I'm going for work. Like right. I need pictures, I need video, I need this or that. But like, for example, my birthday is next week and I'm not going to be here to go to Magic Kingdom. But normally I want to spend my birthday at Disney ever since we moved here.
Yes.
So.
And we have. Except for the year of COVID was the only year I don't think we were there. Even last year she was.
But yes, we did because COVID. Yeah. because COVID,
Oh, yeah, because
the world
it
shut
was
down
back
in
home for Christmas. Yeah,
March.
so we did go for her. So we've
Yes.
always been there on her birthday. One year, wasn't it? We were back home for somebody's wedding.
My brother's wedding. No,
Yes.
it wasn't my brother's wedding. Oh, my friend's wedding.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. There's been a lot of weddings
There has. But the point is, if we've
lately.
been in town, we've always been to Disney, always done some nice sit down for dinner or breakfast. We've
Yeah.
always spent the day at the park. We always do the family thing, and Michelle's always wanted that way. She just wants the four of us to go to the park for the day and have a family day and not worry about the Main Street Mouse and not worry about Lost Princess Peril, not worry
Yes.
about anything else. Just have a day for her. That's the gift she wants. She wants a day where we don't have any distractions of anything else.
Yeah, and you know, like it's nice to be able to go to the park with my kids and just have that time because you know, that time goes really fast. And yeah, so me personally, I like Disney for special occasions. But yeah, there's times where you know, you get used to it.
You do get used to it, because we do it for work, we spend a lot of time in the park for work,
Yeah.
and I don't think there's any person on earth who wants to go hang out at the place they do their work most of the time when you're off. I mean, if you sit in an office all week, do you go back on Saturday to sit at your desk and just sit there?
Well,
No.
it's a little different.
Not the same exact thing.
Same thing.
Same
No,
exact
when
thing.
I okay, so some of you know I worked in finance, and I don't know math. I'm horrible at it. So I
Ask
worked.
her percentages.
Don't ask me percentages. Don't embarrass me. So, like when I worked in a cubicle in the Renaissance Center in downtown Detroit, I hated it. So I mean, hatred.
How'd you really feel
I
about that?
hated it. I felt like my life was wasting away looking out at Canada out the window in the frozen Detroit River. So I don't.
Watching the trucks or the boats go by, they have all the big three, the auto parts and stuff on them. So, happy birthday
Yeah.
tomorrow. Happy birthday early, Heather.
Happy birthday, Heather. So anyway, I just don't want you to think that I'm comparing it to being in an office.
No, it's just, but
It's just different.
I think Universal's, like the boys, they're getting older and they've been to Disney their whole youth, basically,
Since they were
since
one.
they were one. So to them, it's like they're kind of over Disney. And I think a lot of it has to do with our jobs, because when we're at Disney, even if we're there for family, we always end up recording this, we'll do this, get pictures of this.
And they get on my case, like, Mom, you don't have to work. Mom, put your phone
How many pictures of
away.
the castle do you really
I'm like,
need?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. But, you know.
Well, it's Lily's birthday tomorrow too, Lily Thomas. Happy
Really
birthday.
happy birthday, everybody.
Everybody's
February
birthday.
birthdays.
And Teresa's going to Universal for her mom's birthday.
Well, happy birthday
We're covering
there too.
all the
I
February
was
birthdays
born in February. Happy birthday, my fellow February babies. So, yeah. All right. Anyway,
So
Disney.
we're excited about Epic Universe. We will tell you guys more as we learn more as we go on. I
Yeah.
guess that's the
So, but
best
this is a
way.
good sign that they're going to tell us stuff. It's
And
a really
hopefully
good
invite
sign.
us out to the media preview.
Yeah, let's hope.
Fingers
Okay,
crossed.
so you know, we have like 20, 25 minutes left, so let's talk more Disney, shall we?
Let's go back to the dark, I mean the light side.
Don't be a jerk.
Well, this is the dark side. That's light side. It's like the Jedi versus the Rebels. Or the not the Jedi, the Empire versus the Rebels.
Okay. Sorry, I look so grubby today. We've been
You
working
don't look
all
grubby. We
day. I'm
have
like
we got
living.
dressed. We got up this morning, got our showers, got dressed. We're like, okay, it's gonna be a productive day, and I don't think we've moved off the couch and my
On
chair
my
working
computer
all
all day,
day.
my eyes hurt. Oh my God. Or anyway, actually, I stopped working to do the show, and I'm probably gonna go back to work after.
I actually had to stop her because she just kept working. I'm like, you can work after the show. Go get ready.
All right. Anyhow, so one of the things that was kind of interesting to talk about, because you know, I'm trying to keep it interesting, there seems to be okay. Sidebar. So.
Here we go.
Let's talk about the news in general for a minute. It seems as though like something will happen and out of the blue that you haven't heard of. And then within the next couple of weeks you hear four more of the same thing happening.
Copycat.
No, I mean like no, let's say my gosh, I don't even know. It's a horrible subject, but you know, because I'm Frenchies, you know, there was a story here that a French bulldog, you know, or no, it was across the country, but it was countrywide that, you know, somebody tried to steal a lady's French bulldog.
Oh, in the car, and she jumped on the hood, and she was...
It was awful, but I'm just using it as an example, like something out of the blue that you don't hear of, and then all of a sudden you're going to hear about it. So I think that that maybe what's going on here, I don't know, but there has been like a lot of people climbing off rides that should not be doing that. So I know a while ago, there was the one, I think it was probably a month or two ago, there was the big one of... out in Disneyland, the guy like stripping down and going in the water.
Small World.
Yeah. So there was that. But then recently there was another lady in Disneyland Paris, same thing with Small World. Now
she was trying to get hits for her TikTok.
No, she was not.
She saw the guy in Disneyland getting hits and she wanted to get her TikToker.
No, that's not why. So allegedly she said, I mean, you're not supposed to do it anyway, but the ride had been broken down, and her and her kids had been on the boat for like an hour. And I don't know if they had a bus to catch or they had something. I don't know. So she got fed up, and she climbed out of the boat, and she got her kids out of the boat, and they went. Now, I don't know if they made it to whatever they were going to, the bus. I don't know.
And this is in Paris.
That's Paris. All right. And but so yeah, that's too Small World. And then
Small World, if you get stuck on there too long, it can cause
it
issues. It can mess with your brain.
Over and over. And if you're sitting there an hour and a half, maybe she's got some merit there.
There's not a judge in this world who's ever been there will convict you of any crime if you sat on Small World for an hour and a half.
We're not saying to do that. No.
Don't
Okay, so like that happened. And then recently here, somebody got off the people mover.
That's just dumb.
And then somebody else jumped off the raft into the river at Tom Sawyer Island, and they couldn't get him back on the raft or on the side. Now I don't know. I am not throwing judgment because, you know, everybody's got a thing. Everybody has problems.
I'll judge.
If it's a mental health thing, that's one thing, because, you know, I suffer from anxiety. I'm nobody to tell anybody else. However, jumping off rides at theme parks is not a good idea, and it seems like it's happening a lot, and I have no idea why.
Jumping off the people mover, you're 30 feet in the air. If you miss the platform, you're falling 30 feet to the cement. That's not going to feel good. Jumping off the rafts for Tom Sawyer Island, you're jumping into a Florida body of water, which we know in the past there has been gators in the water. Now they're policing it more and trying to be careful.
Yeah.
But they can get in. They're not in there 24/7 making sure no gators come into that water. Why would you even risk anything to miss or to catch a bus or to whatever?
Do you remember? Okay, do you guys remember this one? There was a guy who was dared to jump into the water by the Italy pavilion at Epcot.
And Greg wouldn't do it when I offered him the money. He refused. I had $6 I was going to give him. $6. No.
You know, I as a dare. Now, first of all, you know, you are what?
So Greg just put out, if we don't get news soon, I'm finding the castle for clicks. Hashtag castle for clicks.
There hasn't been any news. So I contribute to Fox 35 here in Orlando, and I messaged them today, and I'm like, I haven't been absent on purpose. There's just no news.
Nothing to talk about.
So anyway, so the guy at the cat jumping in the water. Okay, I don't care what the dare was. I don't care any of it. The thing is, the water at Disney is gross, flat out gross, because a lot of the water is like man-made and they have all the seaweed and the muck and all the yuck in the bottom.
Well, and let's remember why River Country closed, because somebody got an amoeba, is that how you say it, from the water.
A brain-eating,
yeah.
Was it amoeba?
It was something like that, but that's one of the main reasons they closed River Country, because they couldn't control the water.
Because it's funky water. I mean, it's not like they put chlorine in it.
No.
So I can't understand for the life of me why even whatever the reason that you would want to get into any water at Disney.
Yeah.
Because it's gross. And B, it's dangerous.
That's right, the guy who climbed up the Mexican village.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
there
he's
was the
gone.
guy that climbed, oh, that was years ago, climbed up the pyramid thingy in Mexico.
See, I think if you do something stupid and you get hurt, the company's not responsible. If you're being an idiot, it's one thing if you trip and fall just walking down the cement. But if you're climbing the side of the Mexico Pavilion and you fall off there and you get
Yeah,
hurt,
whose fault is it?
they would sue
Whose
Disney.
fault is it
They would sue Disney because they were able to get to be able to climb the
if I go try to climb the pyramid and I fall off the pyramid and I like break something? Is that my fault or is that Disney's fault?
A perfect example. We were walking out of Animal Kingdom one day, and once you go past the Tree of Life and you're getting through the area to go out of the park, they have the animals on the side, and there's the anteaters on the one side as you're walking out. Some idiot, and I will call him an idiot to his face, had his daughter walking on the fence as he held her over the anteater. Now it's like if she would have slipped and fallen into the
Well,
thing.
he wasn't gonna eat her.
But you still don't put your animal, you don't put your children that close to where the animals are because you don't know how they're going to react when they get scared.
Well, no, that's very true.
So, and she was maybe 2 or 3 years old. So she falls in there, she's going to freak out, the animal's going to freak out, and then you're going to sue Disney because your child got hurt because you were a moron letting her climb the wall against the animal thing. It's like I took a picture of it, I sent it to our Disney rep at the time, and I said, in case anything ever happens with this, I
Yeah.
want you guys to have proof to show what the guy was doing, that she didn't just fall over the side of the wall into the pit. It's just use your common sense. And I know there's warnings on the back of the ticket that say if you get hurt, you can't do this, you can't do that. But people sue companies all the time. Disney gets sued and nobody hears about it
Yeah,
because they
because they
keep
usually
it.
make it go away.
Disney will make it go away before it can hit the press because they don't want the bad publicity. But certain things they should not get sued for because, and that's no different than Walmart or any store, Publix or any store like that you get hurt on because you did something stupid. You should not be able to sue that company because of it. I'm just use your brain. You know, it's that thing locked in your head that's supposed to keep you smarter.
Well, common sense is not so common
It's
these
not gonna work.
days. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, I would never take a risk with my children or myself, but it's weird now. Like, we heard about it every so often before, and it seems like in the past couple of months it's been a lot more, and I'm not really sure why that is.
I have no idea. I just don't get it. I just don't get why you would put your life in danger or put somebody else in danger who has to save you. You know, if the guy on the side of the Mexico Pavilion, if he got stuck somehow up there, some way, somehow, somebody else now has to go get the guy down and now they risk injury of themselves to go save this guy.
And again, because common sense isn't so common, they need to put a sign up there, no climbing the wall. Like, come on, you should know not to do that. But
It's just,
here
yeah,
we
it's
are.
just, I don't know. I don't know if it's that thing. Oh, I'm at Disney. Nothing bad can happen to me at Disney.
We used to be like that sometimes.
You were like that. I knew about snakes everywhere on property.
I was in total denial. We've talked about this before. I always thought Disney was like a safe haven bubble. Nothing happens there, no wildlife, no nothing, until I moved here and was like, ah, totally different
And
ballpark.
I had already researched. I'm scared to death of snakes.
He hates snakes.
More, I mean, I'm not as bad as I used to be because you didn't see them in Michigan. Here, you see them a lot more often. But I knew there were snakes everywhere. I read a story at the Contemporary on like the 12th floor. There was a snake in
You
the
showed me
plane
that when we
thing.
lived in Michigan, and I'm
Yeah.
like, oh
Yeah, there was a snake that had laid its egg somehow up in the tapestry up there, and they had to get the people out of there, and they had to take care of the snake to make sure the snake didn't get any harm because of the
the
exit.
snake
It
was up
was
on the
crazy. It
curtain
was all like
rod.
right, just crazy stuff, but. These things happen. It's just like they say at Gatorland. When you go to Gatorland, you walk through their trails or whatever, you're gonna see wildlife because they built it in the wildlife. They built their park inside the wildlife. Disney was built in a park where there was animals.
Sure.
And in Florida, we have gators, we have snakes, we have jaguars, we have black bears. We have all this around here.
We have all the things.
All the animals in this area. So people need to realize where I'm at. When you do this kind of stuff, just because you're on Disney property, they can't police everything. They can't watch 24/7 what's in the water, what's on the land, what's around. The black bear who snuck into Magic Kingdom, as we've come to call him Kevin, he was scared to death. Scared to death because of his people. It was not his fault, but he was scared. He didn't know what to do, and they were able to help him get him out of the tree, get him
Back to
sedated, back to
safety,
safety, and took care of him. But what if it would have been the opposite thing? What if the bear would have got closer to people and freaked out and started attacking people,
his fault.
Then you would have saw that, but the bear would have had to be put down because of that. And it's a shame that the way it works for the whole thing. So Greg says, hashtag save Kevin.
Yes. But yeah, I don't even know what my point is. I just thought it was very strange that if, you know, there's no news right now. So I went back, you know, looking and Googling for news to talk about, and everything that kept coming up about people jumping off rides and or jumping into the water. So yeah, don't do that.
I can't even get out of Seven Dwarfs without tripping. I don't know how these people are climbing up the side of the building. I try to get out Seven Dwarfs, my feet get all tangled. I mean, I got size 15 feet. I'm trying to fit them in a box this big. These people are climbing up the sides of Aztec Mountain or Aztec Pyramids. They're jumping off of riverboats.
The pyramid pool at Coronado Springs. Pyramid at too. Like, stop doing that. And, you know, I feel bad for the cast members. Like, okay, the lady in Paris that was going nuts on, and it's a small world. I had to catch a bus, whatever. You know, they give the cast members crap about it. Like, oh, I need to do this or do that. They have rules to follow, as do you, lady.
Yeah.
And it sucks all the way around.
And you know, Kevin the Bear had to be tranquilized, I'm guessing, to get him out of the tree. If somebody climbs the side of the building, we should be able to tranquilize him. You should have the guy there with the dart gun. Shoot the guy in the butt. Let him fall off the building. He won't feel anything. He's passed out. And when he wakes up, he's in a jail cell. It's that simple.
You know, so obviously the guy who climbed Mexico was drunk.
It was at Epcot. Of course he was drunk.
Of course he was.
Nine out of ten people are drunk at Epcot. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Not 9 out of 10, right?
7 out of 10, maybe. If they brought their kids with them, because that's responsible.
No. I mean, yeah. Can you imagine being drunk and climbing a pyramid and, like, you black out and wake up in jail?
Watch kids. Make sure you hashtag it right. Daddy's on a mountain. Daddy's on a pyramid.
Make sure you make me go viral.
I'll buy you that churro if you get good video. We'll go see Mickey after this.
Yeah. But it's hard to overdo it like that at Epcot, like we talked about before. That's expensive.
Sure.
So yeah. I know we're gonna be wrapping up soon. But I wanted to mention our friend Greg sent us a pictures today of Tiana's famous beignets at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So as everybody talks about the beignets, and you know, whether they're at French Quarter or out in Disneyland, so it's temporary that we're getting beignets at Magic Kingdom. It's only for the month, and they're tiny. They're like mini beignets.
I don't know if they're gonna taste as good as the ones other places.
Greg said they were good.
I know, with our water in here, nothing would taste right.
So yeah, in as a beignet connoisseur, I will say
we've had some good ones at Disney. The butterscotch ones are good.
Oh my god! So French Quarter are good, but still not as good as Disneyland.
Not even close.
No.
Disneyland. What is that? The Mint Julep Bar.
The Mint Julep Bar.
Julep Bar area is where you get the beignets up there, and they always have a flavor of the month. Sadly, last time we were there, they were pumpkin spice, and neither one of us like pumpkin spice. But a few trips, actually, the first trip when we went to Disneyland,
it was butterscotch beignets.
It was butterscotch beignets, and those were, I think, I'm not exaggerating, I think we each ate a bag of six every day we were there for 4 or 5 days.
I couldn't help it. It was addictive. It was terrible. maybe we don't want them to come
and
here.
And then we found a really good donut place called B&B Donuts, and not far from Disneyland, which makes the best donuts ever. So it was like, we just, when you go to Disneyland playing the game, there's no way around it. There's just no way around it. The food is better all around.
Because Disneyland has the best snacks, and they have better food, which we've talked about before. So then we were talking about snacks, and we decided just for funsies, like what our favorite like snacks would be
at
Walt Disney World. And, you know, we go there all the time, and I draw a blank. Because, like, what do I eat when I go there? I don't even know.
I know. That's what you asked. And I start naming the stuff she always gets. And she's like, no, not that. No, not that. Like, but that's
no, there's one thing that I get a lot. And I can't think of what it is.
I was trying to think what you were talking about. I couldn't figure it out either.
I know.
The thing you get a lot is the sugar cookies from the the circus tent.
I haven't gotten those in a very long
But you
time.
used to get them. You
I
were addicted
used
to those.
to. Those are good. I get Mickey pretzels a lot.
She does get the meat pretzels a lot. Not so much churros. Not a
No,
churro.
Aiden likes churros. Which churros are better at Disneyland, by the way? But yeah,
Ooh, black raspberry beignets. Oh,
Ooh,
that would be good.
that would be really
That would be
good.
good. Best says the popcorn, which everybody loves. Just the
Yeah.
smell of it and brings you in.
I think it's nostalgia too. Like when you walk into the park and there's the
Think it
popcorn
has a bucket.
and you got your bucket.
I like when they made a plastic bucket of the bucket. Like it was the cardboard
A
box.
bucket of the bucket?
Yeah, Jack's having a little
Yeah.
stop. Sorry, Jack's.
Sorry.
It's part of his health issues.
You okay, that boy?
He's good.
Oh, snap. So the only thing I could think of off the top of my head were a Mickey pretzel, ice cream usually of some sort. Now, I like the ice cream place at Magic Kingdom, but I really
Which one? Because there's the one in Tomorrowland where it's like soft serve, and then there's the one on Main Street, which
Main
is more the
Street.
harder ice cream.
Yeah. Main Street. But again, Citrus Swirl better than a Dole Whip.
Oh, there you go.
And they
Citrus
don't
Swirl. Forgot
always
about
have
that.
them. It's like a disappearing
That's
dessert.
probably what you're trying to think of with Citrus Swirl.
God, the Citrus Swirl is my favorite. And like they have it and then they don't have it. And then they have it and I don't have it. And I think we're on don't have it right now.
Yeah, we don't. No, Heather mentioned the English toffee in Disneyland.
Oh, he bought Heather, he bought
I
bags
bought
of it.
like 4 bags of it when we were there the one time to bring it home because somebody on here actually on our show had said, "Oh, you gotta try the toffee," and I bought a bag of it while we were there and tried it. Like, oh my gosh, this is so good! So I bought more to bring it home with us because we don't have that here.
Right. So Lisa said storybook treats. Okay, so that there's one. Thank you, Lisa, because I love going to storybook treats
Forgot
because
about
they
that ice cream.
always have the different themed sundaes or cones. Like they had the Rapunzel one
Right.
last summer.
The aerial ones
They had
with everything
the
on it.
aerial cone, which was delicious, by the way. That was the it was blueberry like cheesecake
Had some kind of cheesecake. It
swirl.
was really
You
good.
can't go wrong with cheesecake
No, you can never
anything.
go wrong with cheesecake.
But yeah, I really like ice cream. That's usually my go-to. And what's weird is like normally I like the hard scoop ice cream, but for some reason at Disney, and I think it's the citrus swirl that ruined me, I like the soft serve.
There's a lot of ice cream places. I never realized that how many at Magic Kingdom. You have the two in
Yeah.
Adventureland, you have the one in Fantasyland, the one in Tomorrowland, and the one in Main Street. Is that all? I think that's all. That's crazy. I
There's
didn't even
so.
realize it.
And then chocolate anything. Because so when they have again the store in the circus tent, they had chocolate covered strawberries and they're like this big and those are good. And being that it's a strawberry, I feel like it's health food. Ignore the chocolate on the top, it's mostly strawberry.
Of course, so that makes it healthy.
It does. That's my story, I'm sticking to it. What about you?
So my top one is probably one of the silliest ones, but it's one of the things I really love is the Minute Maid frozen lemonades.
He loves them.
I don't know why you get them from the little carts and they're refreshing, they're not that expensive, and I like it because they last a lot too, because they're
Right,
frozen.
right. I like slushies too.
Slushies are good also. Another thing I really like is the pineapple spears that are dipped in chocolate.
Yes,
Which are
health
very
food.
good. That's health food, just like for strawberry.
Because it's
Pineapple is awesome,
pineapple,
and it's
it's
so good.
healthy.
And then my number one, which comes to us from Studios, is the carrot cake cookie.
That
Love the
one.
carrot cake cookie. You know, another one is one that I could put in as a deserves mentioning is the waffle at the Epcot at the Connections Cafe.
Oh yeah, that waffle is good. But so is the Nutella waffle with the fruit on it.
Oh, I forgot about that. Dang it.
Yes,
Oh
the
yeah,
Nutella.
somebody just said Nutella waffle.
So good. You can't go wrong with Nutella either.
Nutella anything is good.
I know, I
Nutella by
have a bunch of
itself is
it in the
good.
pantry right now. I'm on a kick. The
She has like the dipping sticks. She has the breakfast
new
with the
breakfast
butter.
bar.
She has the biscuits with the Nutella on. It's like, but we have no regular Nutella in our cup, which is weird. Go figure.
Honestly, I'm going to say something else controversial. You ready for it? Everybody makes a big deal about the cupcakes at Disney. I don't think they're that good. I think that they're too sugary as frosting. I would rather have Betty Crocker cake and frosting at home.
Yeah. And
And it's
that's how
my
she, but
favorite.
she doesn't like store-bought cake. She doesn't like cake from any place. She wants it all homemade.
I like it better. I like the box mix better than I do fancy like steak. Is that a bad thing? I think it saves money.
It does save money, just time. But if I'm sitting here on the couch working, what's the harm of putting a cake in the oven?
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know. I just think that the store-bought cakes are really good. But that's
See,
me.
Gina agrees with you. Cupcakes are overrated. And Teresa also don't like cupcakes either. I don't like
Really?
them either. The cupcakes have become like the ears. All they do is they take the same thing, they put different frosting on it, and they put it up.
But yeah, and that's the thing. You put a theme. Like, so a lot of us joke in the community that if Disney doesn't have anything new to talk about or to do, throw a cupcake out there because people go nuts. Oh my gosh, I had the Little Mermaid cupcake and it was so good, blah, blah, blah. It's really not that good. It's pretty, but it's not good.
It's funny how they can theme it though to make people buy it.
Oh yeah, you put yellow frosting and a red thing on top. Oh, it's a Snow White
They
cupcake
do
or
that with the
not.
drinks too. If they put the shimmer glitter stuff in the drink,
Yes.
people go, oh, I have to have the drink. Now it's $47 because they put the shimmer and glitter in it. And
I'll
it's...
buy stuff with sparkles on it usually.
But then you're always disappointed after you get it.
It's like a $6, $7 cupcake. I don't want to spend that kind of money on something that I go, do you realize you could go home and for like $4 make yourself like 24 cupcakes for cheaper than what you're going to pay for that one cupcake just because they have sprinkles or whatever on it?
You can go to Sam's Club and buy a whole 24 pack of cupcakes already made cheaper than that one at Disney.
That's true. So,
Disney's
moral of the
expensive.
story, I'm not super impressed with cupcakes.
Not at all. But they're easy for them to decorate to theme, and that's why I know they do it. And people here on vacation, I think that they look forward to it because,
Novelty.
yeah, it's a novelty. And kids love them. Kids, I have found most children don't care about taste. It's about what it looks like. And if it's a cupcake, it doesn't matter if it's real sugary. It doesn't matter if it tastes dry. It doesn't matter if it's really small. If you make it look like Ariel, and the little girl loves Ariel, she's gonna eat the cupcake.
Right, you know, or put Mickey ears on a cupcake, people are gonna buy it. You know, you break an Oreo in half, stick it, make ears, done.
It's like the apples. The apples are good,
The apples
but
are
I
good.
can't see spending the amount of money they
$12
charge
for an
for an
apple
apple.
or
Yeah, it's
whatever.
expensive for an apple.
That's a lot of money. Maybe we're just cheap.
There's a store over at Margaritaville Resort. It's a
Oh,
candy
yes.
store, but they have their own apples. They have big Rice Krispie squares. They have all kinds of stuff over there. Lot cheaper, and I think it's a lot better.
It is. So I think basically when it comes to snacks and stuff, it just depends what you like and pick and choose. Because like for me, I would rather have an ice cream or something I really enjoy than something that's all sparkly and full of sugar and
Gonna
big
make you
old.
sick.
Yeah, a lot of times when I get a cupcake at Disney, I scrape most of the frosting off because it's too much.
It is, and then you feel sick, and if you're in the hot sun, you don't want to feel that.
No, you really don't. So yeah. So anyway. So that's our show for
That's our
this
show
week.
for this week. So just a couple things to remember. House of Mouse Expo, March 2nd and 3rd, 2024, Osceola Heritage Park Event Center. Make sure you go out to houseofmouseexpo.com to get your tickets. You don't want to miss out. If you were at MegaCon and you're like, this is cool, come to House of Mouse, you're going to like it better. You will like it better.
Yeah, we're gonna, and plus
All
it's
the
all
attractions.
Disney based. It's
All the
not like
attractions.
anime and all this other stuff. It's just
Disney,
Disney.
Marvel, Star Wars, all the properties under the Disney umbrella, all the magic under one roof, as we say. Also, if you need travel arrangements to come to the House of Mouse Expo, contact our friends at MEI Mouse Band Travel. Bethany and her team will be happy to help you get here so you can attend the House of Mouse Expo. Or if you're just coming to Disney anytime in the next year or so, they can also help you with that with
And it's
both
free.
free, no obligation quotes. So if you want to come to Disney, go out to their website. Actually, if you go to the Main Street Mouse website, you can click any of the banners we have there. It'll take you to their site. You fill out a quick form, and somebody from their team will contact you. And again, no obligation, completely free for you. They do all the work. You get to enjoy all the fun.
That's a really good pitch.
I know.
Can
I'm gonna start doing commercials. I
do
gotta pay for the House of Mouse Expo, so I'm gonna start doing commercials on the side. I'm gonna start
too?
Ubering. I'm gonna start Amazon delivery. I'm gonna do all this.
We probably will not do a show because we will be traveling.
And we're not going to tell you where because we're not 100% sure where we'll be next Monday.
But if we end up going where I think we're going, we will post video and photos and
And
such.
I'm sure we'll go live.
Probably as long as we have a signal.
Yeah, it's only the thing, which I think we will.
I hope so. All right, anyway. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for following all we do. We love you for it. We couldn't do any of this without
We
you.
couldn't.
And we hope you have a magical evening and we will see you real soon.
See you guys. Have a great week. We'll see you guys next soon. Don't forget, HouseMouseExpo.com.
Okay.